Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 71. Sri Krishna travels to Indraprastha from Dwarka. Uddhava replied to Krishna when asked for advice about attending the Rajasuya sacrifice in Indraprastha and seeking some counsel from Uddhava. O Lord, you should help your cousin perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. Help Yudhisthira perform that Rajasuya Yajna. And you should also protect the kings that are begging for your shelter, the 20,000 kings that are locked in prison by Jarasandha. Only one who has become victorious over all other kings in all directions can successfully perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. So in my opinion, conquering Jarasandha will serve both purposes. Jarasandha is as strong as 10,000 elephants. Only Bhima is equal to him in strength. King Jarasandha is devoted to Brahminical culture, and he never refuses a Brahmana's request. Bhima should go disguised as a Brahmin and beg for charity. Let him ask for single combat so that no one else will be unnecessarily killed. In your presence, Bhima will no doubt kill Jarasandha. Krishna, Devarshi Narad, and the Yadu elders all welcomed Uddhava's proposal. Krishna took permission to leave from his father, Vasudeva, King Ugrasen, and Lord Balaram. He then ordered his servants, headed by Daruka, to prepare for their departure. And soon, Krishna's wives, children, and luggage were all ready for the journey to Indraprastha. Narada placed the Lord within his heart, then departed through the sky. My dear messenger of the 20,000 imprisoned kings, I shall arrange for the destruction of the king of Magadha, Jarasandha. Do not fear. Assured of the Lord's protection, the imprisoned kings waited for his arrival. A grand procession, all the queens rode in golden palanquins, and they're dressed in beautiful clothing and surrounded by guards with swords and shields, and all kinds of animals, domestic animals, pulling carts full of blankets and tents and clothing. Krishna's army was adorned with royal umbrellas, white umbrellas and chamaras, and waving banners. The army appeared like a great ocean with agitated waves and large aquatics. Krishna traveled through different provinces as he made his way across India. Finally arrived in Indraprastha. Maharaj Yudhisthira was ecstatic over the arrival of Sri Krishna, and he cried and trembled in ecstasy to meet the Lord after so much time. Bhima, laughing, his eyes filled with tears, embraced Krishna, who is his maternal cousin. And then Krishna embraced Arjuna, Nakul, and Sahadev. Krishna and Arjuna embraced again and again. And Nakul and Sahadev showed respects by falling at Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna offered obeisances unto the Brahmanas and all the elderly persons. Krishna entered the city surrounded by his entourage and a musical ensemble. The young girls and women stopped their household chores and even left their husbands' beds and ran away from their house to see Krishna, although their hair was scattered and their clothing loosened. They showered flowers from the rooftops and embraced Krishna silently within their hearts after taking him through the aperture of their wide open blooming eyes. The women, the Hastinapur ladies, upon seeing the Dwarka Mahishis, they commented, "What Sukriti have these queens done to attain Krishna as their husband? They are very fortunate." As the procession moved into Indraprastha, the different inhabitants there came forward to worship Krishna and offer him beautiful things. Kunti went to embrace the Lord when he arrived. Krishna offered obeisances to Kunti Devi, while Draupadi and Subhadra bowed down to Krishna. Draupadi went and worshipped Krishna's wives, beginning with the 8 major wives, Rukmini, Satyabhama, etc. Gave them many clothing and jewelry. Krishna then rested. And Yudhisthira made arrangements so that every day would be a new feature of reception for Krishna's guests. Desiring to please Maharaj Yudhisthira, Krishna remained in Indraprastha for 7 months, and he allowed Agni to devour a Kandava forest, and then the Maya Danava was saved from that burning forest fire. And as a show of gratitude, he built this celebrated hall for the Pandavas. Krishna enjoyed strolling about here and there in the city, and he frequently went to the countryside to enjoy the panoramic view